July Talk auf Flux FM mit dem schönen Stückchen Paper Girl. Es ist 15 Uhr und gleich 44 Minuten. Und wer bis heute Abend abwarten kann, der kann die wunderbaren July Talk im Komet Club erleben. Denn dort wird das Quintett aus Kanada, das den Kontrapunkt abfeiert, wie keine andere Band, heute Abend spielen. Jetzt sind sie erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen eben über die extrem gegensätzlichen Stimmen der beiden Hauptakteure Peter Draymanis und Lea Fay. Wir sprechen über das Interesse an verschiedenen Kunstformen, das natürlich auch die Band beeinflusst. Wir reden über Peters weiße T-Shirts, die als Leinwand funktionieren, über die Juno Awards, die aktuelle Tour, Pläne für Album Nummer 2 und vieles, vieles mehr. Erstmal aber nochmal Hi and welcome Peter and Lea.
Hi.
Hi.
Love it. I already love this interview because those voices are so different from each other. It's like talking to hell and heaven at the same time. I love it. So what's up? How's doing been so far? Where are you coming from today actually?
We woke up in Hamburg.
You woke up in Hamburg.
Yeah.
Slept a bit again?
Very little.
We saw the sun.
Okay, cool. Oh, right. So you partied a bit after the show.
Partied a bit.
Germany does that to us. We love it here.
Yeah. And Hamburg especially does that to a lot of bands. Sometimes there's phases during the year where you can see in the faces of the band if they're coming from some city or Hamburg, because Hamburg, you can drink through all the whole night there and stuff. So
you look forward to Berlin, but
you still look healthy and fresh for tonight's show.
Fresh enough.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your debut album and on getting nominated for the Juno Awards this year. That was crazy too, I would say. And I think you've come pretty far for a band that has just started a little more than 2 years ago. That's kind of crazy. Did you expect being as successful as you are right now? Now, when you were listening to her voice for the first time, because I've read that was a kind of magical moment in the bar, and you were sitting there talking to a friend like, "Hey, what's up?" And then all of a sudden, in the back, a girl started singing, and you felt that magical vibe, kind of.
Yeah, there was definitely a moment there. I think that the band has long since surpassed what any of us thought it was going to be. You know, I thought we were going to play some shows and tour around Canada. And now it's something much bigger than that. When I first heard Leia's voice, I mean, I was totally
goosebumps.
Yeah, but I think that what the really crazy thing was when we started recording together and listening to our voices together, and it actually works, even though maybe you think it maybe shouldn't work because they're so different. But it was like, now it's just so much fun because we write these songs that are conversations between the two sides of it. So it's like this, it's this kind of trying to bring something new to the kind of duet.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of an inspirational thing because with those two extremes, you get a lot of topics into your head that you could write about as well, right?
We were saying yesterday about how we can be something other than ourselves, and we can embody what it means to be essentially one thing, whether it's essentially woman or essentially light or essentially, you know.
Yeah, and then you can play around with the concept of turning around all those roles. Like, you could be the light on the next record, and you could all sing all the evil parts, maybe, you know?
Totally.
There's very little. There's no limitations on it. It's great. Yeah.
And as I said, I read that you, Peter, were immediately super fascinated by Leah's voice when you heard it for the first time. But Leah, what did you think of his voice when you listened to it for the first time?
I just couldn't believe it was coming out of his body. Because he has such a sweet little face.
Oh,
he just looks like a 17-year-old boy.
I can totally tell that this is true, what Leah just said. He's a sweet-looking man.
Yeah.
But he has a sour-sounding voice, kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of like, he also, the night we met, he was banging these beer bottles together to keep up with the waltz I was playing.
Okay.
And then they smashed all over the bottom of the floor, all over the bar floor.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like he sang, and it was like as if he had picked up the glass off the floor and swallowed it and then sang this song.
Yeah, and I really think that when you're an artist, you're often fascinated by your counterparts. Like if you're a singer with a really deep voice and you meet someone with a really high voice, you'd be like, oh, how nice that one can sing that high. And vice versa, it must be the same thing. That,
definitely.
Because I know musicians as well that are classically trained, and they are sometimes looking at people who just play music from the gut, and they'd be like, oh, I want to do that again. And those punk people, they'd be like, oh, I would love to be classically trained somehow.
No, you know? I totally get that.
Sometimes
it's
just the thing that you don't have or you can't have that it's really interesting to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely. I think it would be hard for either of us to sing now in a band where it's just one just us, yeah, because we've had such a good time to kind of like illustrate what's maybe the counterpart of each other, you know. Yeah. We're having a blast doing it.
Yeah. Speaking of counterparts, you both have an artistical background. You do a lot of films with the one guy from the band as well, with Josh
Warburton. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you have been into performing arts,
mm-hmm,
and into contemporary dance as well.
Correct.
Those things influencing you when you write for the band? Because in film, the counterpart is a really... it's really important to have one, and I think in contemporary dance there might be some rules or creative things that you can might use as a songwriter.
I think it all affects the creative process. Uh-huh. The performance art aspect of my training and my background probably has a lot to do with affecting the live show,
mm-hmm,
and the sort of anything can happen vibe of being present in a moment and,
uh-huh,
and trying to connect with an audience, honestly. And I think that it and cinematically, coming from a cinematic background of like Peter and Josh both having that kind of brain,
yeah,
it definitely affects the way you structure a song. It also affects the way you idealize certain things.
Yeah, and it affects the way that you take photos of the band as well.
Of course.
And
the
imagery,
yeah,
because... when I was listening to your voices and listening to your music for the first time, I actually had black and white images in my head, because your voices are so far apart from each other, you can't think of colors that are so far away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like black and white, you know, it's all those extremes.
I'm glad to hear you say that. That's for sure what we felt when we started the project. And because we come from a film background, it's been really like the whole idea of the fact that we can do all of our own videos and,
yeah,
we can have this one visual voice, you know, like one cohesive look, uh-huh, against the whole project. And so we have just as much fun creating all the visual stuff as we do the music. It's totally symmetrical for,
yeah,
us, you know.
Yeah, and I think especially in the times where we're living in right now, in modern times where you can have control over all these things as a band, it's super important that you're able to and that you're wanting to do that, because, mm-hmm, I really have the feeling that bands who do take care over every aspect of their work, they have a much more, much longer life in the business, so to say. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate the thing that you do it like that.
Yeah, all of the greatest pop creators of pop music have always had a sort of hidden agenda.
Yeah,
no one telling them what they should do.
Yeah. Cool. Let's listen to another song before we talk a bit more and give away tickets for tonight's show. Isn't July Talk? Also nochmal mit Guns and Ammunition. My Guns and Ammunition. July Talk mit Guns and Ammunition auf Lux FM, 15 Uhr und 54 Minuten. Eine schnelle Frage kann ich noch stellen und dann muss ich Tickets verlosen für die Show heute Abend. One or two more quick questions and I'm gonna give away some tickets for tonight's show, because it's later than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I see some red lip gloss on your otherwise white, perfectly white T-shirt.
I know.
And then I've read that you use white shirts as some kind of canvas from the live show. You put on a perfectly white shirt before the show.
Exactly.
So you can basically see how good the show was when looking, yeah, at the T-shirt.
So this is the show from last night in, yeah, Hamburg.
And
Leia came and
kissed you?
Kissed my shoulder.
Resting my face on your shirt.
Yeah.
Come on. No, that was not a kiss. I was just resting my face on your face.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just fell onto your lips.
No, when we play, I always end up with lipstick all down on my chin and all up on my nose.
Okay.
So sometimes I use his shirt to wipe it off.
Yeah, okay, cool.
My shirt is definitely...
You don't mind.
But is there going to be a collection? Because you both have artistical backgrounds, is there maybe going to be a big canvas with like the 10 best shows of the last year?
We're thinking about what to do, because there are some pretty incredible shirts.
Yeah.
There's like some ones that got completely covered in red wine and have stuff written on them and things like that from the shows, because Leia will do stuff randomly, loads of fake blood all over it and real blood and all that kind of stuff. So it's fun.
So I really hope that tonight's T-shirt is going to be a mess. Because that would mean that the show was pretty awesome, right?
It was messy, yeah, exactly.
That's the thing, though. Sometimes, like, people hear about the messy shows and then they come and they're like, well, I'm a little upset that you didn't douse each other in honey and throw coffee grinds at each other and roll around in mud. I thought that you guys were going to make a huge mess.
I think that the audience that's going to be there tonight, they're going to appreciate you for being wild, but they're going to appreciate you for playing music as well. So you can.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, and then you mentioned that a few times that you are trying to kind of listen to the audience what they really need on that evening. So you'll just listen to them and give them what they want. Because I know you can.
That's what German audiences are all about. They're there for the right reasons.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think so too.
They're such good people.
Yeah.
And so we've had a blast being here.
Cool. So you have fun at tonight's show as well. And I'm going to give away some tickets real quick. Wer also heute Abend in den Komet gehen möchte zu July Talk, der ruft mich jetzt ganz schnell an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für July Talk im Kometen. Leah, you've acted a little bit. Is that done already?
It's done.
Was the first time you acted in a film?
Yeah.
What was your role?
I play this neurotic wannabe actress.
Oh, okay.
Who sabotages everyone around her to try and succeed.
And was that fun?
It was really fun.
Would you do it again?
I think if I was interested enough in a project again, yeah. I kind of liked the style of
What's the name of the movie?
It's called Diamond Tongues.
And is it going to be out in Europe one day?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever
it'll probably do
leave
festival
the basement touring. Of the director.
Cool, cool. Diamond Tongues, we're going to watch out for it. Anyhow, I want to thank you both for visiting us and best of luck for tonight's show.
Hey, thanks.
You come back in 2015 with some new material, right? That's what I read too.
Yeah, we'll definitely be in the studio.
Okay, cool. So thanks a lot and have fun at tonight's show.
Thanks
bye.
Bye.